This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Paige.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. And let's talk about Nicolas Cage. His new role is supposed to be the most bizarre acting Nicolas Cage has ever done.
God, he's done some.
And he...
Pardon you.
...is a national treasure. He is.
You know what? Is that as funny?
That's huge. Mm-hmm.
Is he, I think you are a national treasure too, Paige. That's the other movie. That's the sequel, National Treasure 2.
Well, there's a new movie called Gunslingers coming out next Friday, and it features Nicolas Cage with his most bizarre acting approach yet.
Is there a rapper named Wyatt Serp? That would be awesome.
So what's so strange about his performance is his voice. He plays the part... with a southern accent, but his throat is so raspy, it sounds like it hasn't felt a drop of water in months. And so people are saying that Gunslinger is just really bizarre.
They're probably all constipated, too, if they're not moisturized or hydrated.
So Stephen Dorff, Heather Graham, Sylvester Stallone's daughter Scarlett is actually in the movie.
Will Tony Hawk's son be in the movie?
That I do not know.
Not the biggest fan of Stephen Dorff here lately.
Why? What's he doing? Protesting?
Nah, he's in Gemstones. It's just not good anymore.
What character is he?
He's old Simpkins.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Man. Oh, man.
I might have to take a break on old Dorff.
I know.
And I liked him in Blade.
I liked him when he was playing the midget golfer. What?
He's good.
Oh, that was Tim Conway. I see.
He's good in a bunch of stuff.
No, someone totally different, Paige. Dorff.
Dorff.
I had some, I didn't have my aunt. Or, pardon, my grandma had the 6-tape series.
No, what was Tim?
It was Tim Conway doing walking golfer. On his knees, pretending to be
I
a golfer
that.
As a midget.
Was it Dorff, too? Or was
it was Dorff.
Oh.
But his first name wasn't Stephen. He was just Dorff.
Oh, okay.
It's not Tim from Conway, who Dorff. Calls in sometimes.
Tim from Conway, yes. Yeah.
Do you ever get a parking ticket?
I got one.
I used to get them all the time.
My 15 turned into a 35 because it was 30 days late.
People that would drive around town in their little... weird looking, not golf carts,
but meter made jerks.
Yeah, you were hall monitor in high school,
dude. In Greenville, South Carolina. Now, granted, I don't go downtown every weekend, but I remember as recent as 6 months ago, it was weekend parking was free.
Not anymore.
Well, yeah, I thought it was.
I got a ticket like a month ago, exactly over a month ago, because I just got the $20. The $20 is more than the parking ticket itself. I want to send, it says, don't send cash. And you know why it says that? Because some smart ass probably sent $35 worth of pennies to him one time.
Oh, yeah, they joke about that. That's how you know what? It's funny you say that because Clemson's going to start charging for on-street parking. That's all.
Where are you God.
God, that's
where are you
crazy.
Supposed to?
With meters or what are they going to do?
I think it's going to be maybe. Well, they've already got a meter garage, so I don't know how they're going to do it. But it's hard to find a spot anyway.
Does the universe, you know how like downtown Greenville when they sell wristbands, like Bob Jones University gets like a buck from each one of those toward their arts, air quotes. What does Clemson get off of that, the wristbands and stuff?
Oh, I don't know.
Because, I mean, obviously they're getting money off the license for selling beer and everything. But are they going to make the wristband money too? Because those have sponsors.
What are those things they lock down? Is a governor that they put on the car that locks it down where you can't?
The boot.
The boot?
Yeah. I ain't getting down on nobody's car.
Oh, I ain't now. Come on now.
Henry McMaster's our governor. Anyways,
I had one of those put on my car because I got a parking ticket where I wasn't.
Gavin Newsom's hiding under his car from his boyfriend.
Where I wasn't supposed to be parking. And I never paid the ticket. And I had a warrant out for my mom.
Jesus.
And when I was in school.
That's all her car?
Well, I was on her insurance because I was still a minor.
Fat boy, yeah. Fat boy went to jail for parking tickets, right?
I had to go to a judge
speeding?
And
speeding.
Clear up my mother's record before she knew I got her in trouble.
He was speeding through a parking garage. Oh, so they doubled up on it.
She was a minor.
He was a minor.
So what is the dumbest parking ticket? Well, this guy, a man in Montreal, is fighting a parking ticket that his daughter got in front of their home on April 1st.
All in front of the house?
Yeah. It's so bad it should have been an April Fool's Day prank. But early in the morning, the city installed signage for a brand new bus stop in front of the man's house. And the sign actually is in his front lawn. And the crew finished up around 7:55. And 10 minutes after the sign was up, parking enforcement came by and gave her daughter a parking ticket because she was blocking a bus stop.
Oh, come on. Well, I mean, look, that was on her then.
Yeah, but the bus stop's directly in front of his house. That sucks.
Yeah, there's got to be some, do they claim eminent domain? Or
I
whatever?
Was about to say, when you own, you own the top layer. They own the ground, they own the air. You own, 6 feet? Is that what 6 feet under is about? Like, that's where your ownership ends? Is six feet under the ground?
I
got another mail. I was like, I ain't digging. Got another. If you dig, you better call Doug, USOB, I think it said.
Or because you got no mineral rights.
I ain't digging.
And I was, my family members have certain land that was taken away when
you took it from Indians.
No, when the road was widened. And that's like it's moving into their front yard.
When she said my family, I thought she was going to say have people that illegally work for them.
Oh, no.
Yeah, what is that called when they take your land because it's for
Caesars?
No.
White privilege?
Government
seizing. That's what I call it.
No, where they say that it's...
Asset properties.
Being a dick?
Being a jerk?
Yeah, just because they need to take your property and drive
because I'm the landlord.
They need to widen the
your
road.
Your Highness, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were here to collect the rent.
Your front yard so they could widen a road. That happens all the time.
Yeah, well, damn. The people that I know, I'm friends of the people... I'm friends with somebody that knows this couple that own a farm in Sevierville, and they got half their farm taken away for that freeway they have going right up the middle of their yard.
That is like certain right-of-way, right 15 feet off the road, I think it is. Is that the general rule of thumb for right-of-way?
I don't know, but it was one of my aunts. I don't remember on which side, but they had a neighbor that was putting too much crap like over on their yard. Like flower beds and all that stuff, and they're like, I know where the land stops. Like they're putting that in our yard and blah blah blah. So they call a surveyor to come out. they didn't own as much land as they damn thought they did. Actually his yard that they were bitching about. It was still his yard. And all those years, my damn uncle had been cutting his neighbor's yard for free because he thought it was his yard. Not the whole yard, but probably a good 10-12 feet of it.
This is why everybody's re-shooting their lines now because they get all digital.
You see them sometimes. Like I ran over one with a lawnmower one time. The land, the
spike,
stakes.
Yeah.
Holy crap, man!
Mm. Oh, it's like what? A piece of wood with a flag on it.
It looks like a railroad spike, kind of.
Yep.
If you've ever seen one of them,
I have.
They resurvey them now. They're like, look. Go make sure we got as much as we think we have.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I'm Paige, and there's your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you, Paige.
You're welcome.
Why do people want to have so much tourism and stuff? Like, you bring more people in, there's more traffic, there's more everything. If they come down here with their nice-ass houses, then that makes property value go up, and they're used to paying it because they've been in bigger – that's just not good for us simpletons.
No, man, the average house price goes up because, you know, they come down here paying cash.
I know.
For what they sell theirs for triple up north.
I know. They get you. They get you good. All right, we're going to take us a break. I feel like we need one.
We really do.
And we shall. We'll take a break.
We heard it, by God.
We'll get into some happy birthdays or suck it's and a whole bunch more next. We got an action-packed week. We'll tell you all about that, too. All right? Good morning. Thank you.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Display your dirty underwear, and we might read it on the air. The Rise Guys mail sack.
That big old sack, tickle it.
The Rise Guys at AOL.com. The or the Rise Guys at AOL.com. That's how you email it.
All still right. Works, too.
Still works.
We got the OG account.
Just like prayer. Still works.
Mm-hmm. But don't ask us for nothing, though. That don't work.
What's missing? You are.
God answers an email. Did you know that?
I love that one.
An email.
You know, there's like some person one day, the light bulb just went off and said, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Praying is an email.
Do you like the one that says, listen, meet at my house Sunday before the game?
Even God's like, this can be a good game, guys. I'm going to watch it. But let's meet at my house first.
Oh, there's so many good ones. I still see them, too. I wish I could just remember what they were. Something about gossip. Gossip and the devil.
The stairway to heaven is not a judgment-free zone. That's one I've seen before. Brother. Yeah, there's bunches. All right. Let's get into the sack. I want to knock this one out real quick. Or not. I'm not saying that with any kind of real quick, but I want to do it real quick. And that's so we do not forget about it.
I remember what it was.
What?
It says, gossip is the devil's radio. Don't be his DJ.
Wow.
That's awful.
Don't be his DJ.
That's bad.
Damn. Wednesday is, Harris, that's Dad's first name. Dad will probably play this for his son.
Oh, okay.
But Dad is a big fan of the show, and his son's name is Buck, which is awesome. It's a name, like, this kid's turning 7 on Wednesday.
Aww. You don't see many Bucks these days.
Not first name Bucks.
Nope.
You really don't. So, Buck Quinn, happy birthday.
Buck!
Happy birthday, Buck.
Your dad said that you're a big fan. I don't want to say, he put it on here where he goes to elementary school and all this. I don't want to read all that. I don't know that he wants that all read.
People might want to go give him a shout out.
He's going to get a bunch of legion about karate classes and stuff.
Hey, I'm here for Buck. I want to wish him a happy birthday. I got Buck some biscuits.
Hey, Buck.
That's kind of creepy.
Happy birthday, Buck.
Happy birthday, Buck.
We got a free puppy out here with Mr. T with your name on it.
So if somebody offers you a puppy, take off.
Take off. Scram.
Don't take candy or puppies.
Oh, Buck, I think Mr. T's here if you want a birthday for Mr. T. Happy birthday, Buck.
Fool.
You my little fool. I love you, fool.
All right, here we go. Happy birthday, Buck. That's an awesome name. Your parents are great.
Buckmeister. Bucko, Bucky.
Making
Buckster.
Buggies. Subject line, what's in the freezer?
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Rise Guys. I listen every morning. First half live, the second half on the podcast. So if you read this, I'll hear it on the pod. Okay. I've been seeing this guy for about 9 months now. He's sweet. Things have been going really well, and I spend a lot of time at his place since I've got a roommate situation. We rarely hang out at mine.
Well, I hope it's from a guy.
This past week, he had to run over to his office to grab something, which is literally 3 blocks away. While he was gone, I decided to make us some margs.
Margs? Are we just
alcoholics margs. Will not say full words anymore.
They won't do it. They also try not to work as hard.
I've noticed that, especially on Wednesdays.
Oh, they love going out early in the week, too. Let me get a fishbowl marg.
So anyway, I decided to make him margs. Well, the ice maker wasn't working, so I opened the bottom freezer drawer. And I swear to you, I found 8 different Ziploc freezer bags labeled with dates full of 100% of what looked like pee. Like actual urine. Not just one bag, 8 of them. All with dates, like it's some kind of twisted collection. I didn't touch them. I didn't ask, but I am a little freaked out about it. Is this his pee? Italicized. Is it his pee? Someone else's? Is he buying it? I started spiraling. Thought maybe he's on steroids, or maybe he's hiding a drug habit and keeping clean pee on hand for surprise drug tests. Seriously, I like the guy, but I don't know what to make of this. What do y'all think is going on? I'd really appreciate it if you would keep my name anonymous. Thanks, Paige. Just kidding. She's anonymous.
She didn't want to add a 9th bag to the mix, maybe?
I have so many questions for that, man. I wish that she would call. One of our interns to get this person
maybe
on the phone.
Maybe it's something that's yellow in color and it's not what you think.
I mean,
like cream corn without corn in it.
Maybe like
this is not just a red flag. This is a yellow bag. In fact, 8 of them.
8 bags of pee.
You looking for red flags? You found yellow bags.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Put that on a shirt and sell it at Wings.
I'll do it.
It's got to be. I say there has to be a reason. Maybe there's no reason.
Green tea or lemonade.
Maybe he just has a fetish.
I don't know what's weirder. Like. The pee in the freezer, or the fact that he dated them like leftovers. Like, yeah. Oh, yes, this fine vintage March 12th urine.
Yeah, the fact that he dated them has got to be a reason.
Is he testing his? I don't.
Because urine is running a side hustle as a pee donor. Or he's like selling.
That's what I would think.
He's selling it to people that are clean.
Drug testing.
Oh.
Because I've watched enough Dateline to know when a man is hoarding bags of bodily fluids, something ain't right.
I didn't even think about that.
I wouldn't keep
selling
that in the
We've been throwing ours away for years.
I know because I know a buddy who was buying a sample to pass his court order drug test. And the guy was like, I'm tired of giving you urine like every 2 or 3 months. Like, I'm done. Because he would have to go to the guy's work to get it from him. And they would do I don't know how they kept it warm, how they did the exchange.
My God.
It's like, I'm not doing this anymore.
I would think that putting it in the freezer adds, like, you know, when you freeze a drink and then it melts, how it adds, like, extra water to it. It waters it down somehow. I don't know. I'm not talking about tasting this stuff. I'm just talking about, like, you think if it's for a test, it's like, man, you got a lot of water in your pee. But what is it anyway?
Urine is sterile. You could drink it if you had to. Mm. I just wonder if he... Look, is he one of these weird guys that just likes to do kind of odd experiments?
How is urine sterile?
I don't know. It just is. It's like you can't keep drinking it, but you can drink it at least once.
Certain...
Do you not watch Waterworld
page? Certain cultures do that, you know, still. Because they say it's like the...
Yeah. They'll drink it like married couples do, where they wrap their arms around each other in that weird little pose.
Like when you get married?
Yeah.
Drink the ceremonial wine. Like, at least he's an organized guy. Because, like, I'm still figuring out laundry. This guy's labeling bags of fluid. Organized all neat in his freezer.
Okay, so I'm Googling urine being sterile, and I'm right. It does contain bacteria in it.
Look, all I know is you can drink it at least once, and it's not going to kill you.
And it helps, no joke, helps grow tomatoes. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah, just like some goats have a cold manure that you can instantly use their doo-doo to grow food.
I must have slid down in some turkey feces the other day. I must cut turkey doo-doo.
What do you thought one was a snake?
It's slick.
You thought it was a snake and it was just a big turkey.
It's like a little capsule it comes in. I don't know.
Nobody texting can tell why. Like, there's no reason. People are guessing, but...
Maybe...
Would that be a deal breaker? Would you break up with someone who's...
I would ask.
Yeah.
I would ask.
It's just kind of gross.
It's got to be a hunting thing, right? Something for hunting.
No. I think that the guy just... Either he's selling it or giving it to a friend that gets drug tested, or he himself's getting drug tested and he's saving it from when he wasn't doing drugs.
What if he starts freezing something else?
Can they say, like when they do those, can they say, wait, this isn't recent urine. This is from 6 months ago. Like, can they tell that?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
Aren't you putting it in a cup and you can warm it up?
This dude's got them in freezer bags.
Yeah, you better unthaw that before you go to the
bag. Well, yeah, Paige. They're going to think you're...
Keep it at body temperature.
Caveman lawyer if you come in there.
If you're a urinologist or a pee expert, can you tell how old the sample is?
R. Kelly's on line two.
He can't read, so I don't trust him.
That's a good point. I'd say next time he's going for three blocks, take two blocks and run.
I imagine if
you stay, you got to ask him. And if the answer is like, oh, yeah, that's just a collection, you're dating Dexter.
She's going to have to start holding the bag while he goes.
I imagine if they're testing for something and if it's in there, the component that you're looking for, it will still test positive even if it's been frozen.
Or could...
Yeah, because blood, that works with blood. So, yeah, that's probably right.
She don't want to know, right? She would assume they're like, all right, look, he's doing something maybe bad with it, but I don't want to ask.
Yeah, well, how long did they say? 2 months. So that's not quite so long yet.
Let's quit snooping. Why are you snooping?
She was looking for some ice to make a morgue.
I think she was looking
That's what she said.
I know. She was looking to make a pee mark.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Break it down. Live from CallRob.com studios here in a chilly Willy Greenville. It's going to be warm today, though. It's going to be nice. Celebrities and famous people celebrating a birthday on today, April 8th. Happy birthday.
Suck it. Break it down like a shot. Did you like those as a kid, Chilly Willys?
No.
Oh, they were so good in the freezer.
Oh, I did not.
Had like four or five a day.
Chili Willy's.
So you got fussed in?
Well, you did not really listen.
Let's
go to the gym with me today.
Is there somebody there I need to see?
Yes. I walked right into the machines.
Walked right into it. Speaking of athletes, let's guess one for his birthday. Former Mariners ace, King Felix Hernandez.
Damn.
2013 signed a $175 million contract.
And then what?
I mean, he had a career all with the Mariners, but never, they were bad. He didn't ever win. He won a Cy Young, but that was about it.
King Felix.
I don't think he ever went to the postseason.
38. 39.
Let me double check. Before I tell Paige she's right, he is 39 damn years old today. This guy's got a birthday. We all know the song.
Tim Allen.
It is not Tim Allen's birthday. It is
Richard Karn.
Nope. It is one of his sons.
Oh.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Nope, not JTT. Though I saw a picture of him recently.
The one that got on drugs real bad and lived in Myrtle Beach.
Not Zachary Ty Bryan.
Okay. The little one.
Which looks like the country singer, but not a different Zachary Bryan.
He kind of looks like Zachary Bryan in the face, or Zach Bryan.
But you got it. It's the younger brother, Mark Taron.
How old is
Noah
that guy?
Smith. Now, keep in mind, he's the youngest one.
Big birthday?
Not a big birthday.
39. It's the same.
38.
It's like this sound you make when somebody's like dumb or goofy. Like,
do you know where that came from?
Goofy?
That noise.
Yeah.
It's one of Tim Allen's old stand-up sets. He's talking about people at the buffet, how they sound when they eat. And he was doing a bunch of it. This is great. 41 for Taron Noah Smith. I think the youngest is 41. That show was hot back in the day.
Yeah, it was.
JTT was freaking Simba. And he was man of the house, right?
Yes, with Chevy. Was it Chevy Chase or John Ritter?
I think it was that one.
Yeah. All right, let's do it again. You ready?
Ready?
Look, neither one of us did it. We knew we were both going to do that to each other. That was funny.
You know what's funny? You mentioned Nicolas Cage.
Uh-huh.
It is his ex-wife's birthday. The one he went through all that trouble to get. Now, I thought this is the one he went through all the trouble to get the book for.
Yeah.
It was for Patricia Arquette,
yeah,
right?
That's right. Yeah. I always want to say Rosanna.
No.
Rosanna. Rosanna.
Rosanna did that movie about the sex addict guy. That was an odd movie.
Sex addict guy.
What?
Her husband in the movie was a sex addict. And it showed him hooking up with like women everywhere.
Okay.
But so it was like a low budget looking movie.
I took that in a weird way. Like you have a man cave. I thought he had a sex attic. I was like,
like the magic attic.
That's odd. Like all the insulation out there.
Oh, Lord. Is there a pod called the sex attic?
I'm sure there is.
Well, even if you won't do it.
Somebody who will help people who are addicted to sex.
Yes, but only in the attic.
Only.
I saw somebody wanted to do that as a job, a sex therapist. You know what that means? You have to bang people that don't know how to do it.
You've seen those movies.
Are you
Perf Therapy or Perf Family?
This is somebody that wants to, like, you know, somebody we know that wants to do it.
I don't think they're banging people. I think they're helping them.
But you have to do that. You have to physically hook up with
them. You're watching porn.
I'm telling you, man.
I don't.
This is what these sex therapists do.
Well, I'm going to start going there.
They legit hook up with people.
I'm addicted.
Patricia Arquette.
Patricia Arquette is 57 years old.
58.
Oh, you, sir, are correct. All 57.
Right, finally.
Let's see if you recognize this theme song.
Dun, 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 dun. Forrest Gump.
It is Forrest Gump. You see the little feather flying around.
Yeah, but new music, I can't do it anymore. It's just, I'm too old, as they say.
To go on YouTube and watch Tom Hanks screen test for Forrest Gump, he does not use the same voice. The one he used in the movie was, like, you know, the one they got to.
If they ever said, like, what is, did the other one sound more like demeaning or whatever?
No, it was a little more upbeat.
Because, you know, like, the thing is, like, he was never...
Wasn't as slow.
He had braces on his legs, but he wasn't... It was a smart kid. So, it kind of was one of those things where...
I mean, he went, like, to Alabama. He wasn't that smart.
Well, and, I mean, he played football for him, and he cut their grass, too. But, like, really, I wonder, like, was the character of Forrest Gump supposed to be, like, special needs? Seriously. Why did he just talk like that?
That or real country? Yeah. Like, there's a line in there.
He was very smart.
Isn't there a line between special needs and real country?
Maybe he's just slightly special needs.
I drank too many Dr. Peppers. I got to pee right now.
I believe he said he had to go pee.
You just heard him into an auctioneer. Give me $5, $5, $5.
That's what Kennedy said to him. How's it feel to be an All-American?
I got
to
go pee.
I believe he said he had to go pee.
So whose birthday in Forrest Gump?
Oh, it is Jenny's birthday.
Oh, it's Jenny.
Robin Wright. Not the pen. She dropped the pen.
She dropped the pen. Like Fatboy dropped the soap. Robin Penn is big birthday. She's already had it, hasn't she?
No, not a big one.
She's already has it, hasn't she?
When you already dropped soap in the shower by yourself, it's
62.
63. Oh, I said not yet. Not the big one yet.
59.
59 years old for Robin Wright.
This same orchestra is in the same movie where the doctor's having sex with his mom so he can get into that school. Like, that move, that music, like, it's orchestra music. It's so inspiring, but you think of, like, some of the parts of that movie.
You may have saw, like, the doctor was having sex with his own mother.
Yeah, that sounded bad. No, that was Psycho. I gave you a double look. Like,
Dr. Psycho, I think, is what that
was
called.
It's not going to happen. Ever.
Yes.
Actual.
Nope.
W. Slash.
Nope.
Duff McKagan.
Nope.
Loosely associated with? Buckethead.
Yeah, he's not in there anymore. Nope, not Buckethead. You're on the right track, though, guitarist. Former
Matt Sorum.
Nope.
Shoot.
Odd first name.
Paige?
Izzy Stradlin.
Oh, what's that odd first name?
Izzy Stradlin. He plays for UConn, right?
Is he still there?
Or is Izzy Fudd?
I don't think he's in the band anymore.
Yeah, he is.
Well, he came back to it because he wasn't there the whole time.
So there's Slash.
I'm going to say whatever Paige says because... She slept with four of the five.
Mm-hmm. Sure did. I saw a Slash action figure at Target.
What?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
He's just kind of standing there. There was another one, too, and I can't remember what it was. If you work at Target, let me know which one it was.
Yeah, and where are we going to get our rock snacks? I want some rock snacks.
Rock snacks?
James Hetfield chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, yeah.
62.
63.
Izzy is 63 years old. Look at Paige. She got it right.
I got one. That's better than record yesterday.
Well, this guy's a former guest of the show. Shoot. All the way back a little bit. All the way back from season one. I don't know if you recognize this theme song.
Yes, I do. That's Survivor.
It is Survivor.
Richard Hatch.
It is Richard Hatch's birthday. Not, I thought you were going to say Rudy. Rudy or Sue?
Rudy was on twice. Sue was on once. Richard Hatch was on once. And he, that Richard. Was one that went awry.
One went to prison.
Rudy Boach. Yeah, it was Richard for tax evasion.
How come you could ask Sue, hey, do you ever get horned up on the island? But if you ask him because he's gay, he's offended by that question.
Do you remember the controversy with Richard on the show?
Didn't he try to make out with the veteran?
He was always naked.
Yes.
And Rudy didn't like it.
That's the other. He was a veteran. That's right. Yep.
And then when you asked Rudy about it, he went off.
Okay. Did I miss those? I mean, did I reverse that? Because one of them
I was right.
Okay. Okay. I knew one of them got pissed off at me. I'm like, dude.
Because Rudy was the older vet.
Was that your chair, Paige? Sure, it was.
It was not.
Oh, she really broke wind.
She really did.
Richard Hatch is 68, almost to that good number.
Oh, wow. 66.
Richard Hatch was young on the show because he's 64. Hmm. And I can't remember the year, but he won the original season.
How are they doing Deal or No Deal on an island?
I try to follow it, and I can't really.
It doesn't make sense.
I don't know if it really works out for it. Hang on, let me move.
Do Naked and Afraid, the dating game.
Deal or No Deal on an island?
Yeah, it's like Survivor.
Where would they film that?
I think the women are up in the trees with briefcases. Okay. Maybe it's monkeys.
Bizarre.
I think you have to do like, it's like Survivor and Deal or No Deal combined. Joe Manganiello freaking hosted. Why is he hosting it? He's a movie star.
Yeah, he's like a mafia guy, right? Old Mangy?
Must be hard times.
Hot times, baby. Let's see. Let's do this. Tom Wopat.
Nope.
John Schneider.
It is Schneider's birthday. He was also Ram Peters on Nip Tuck.
What a name.
Definitely not Waylon.
The porno connoisseur. Butt Bo Duke, as you know him all. Know him all in your hearts.
You have a black belt in Butt Bo.
Black belt. If I got a black belt, it's because I haven't taken it off in a week.
He doesn't practice Tai Bo. He practices Gai Bo. Actually, that's who I have my insurance with. Kiss my ass.
Kiss his ass.
Happy Hanukkah. See, Bo.
Who are you guessing? Bo Duke?
Tom John Schneider.
Schneider.
Bo Duke. Bo Duke.
Nice guy.
Big old 70 years old, straight up and down.
All right, Paige fell asleep.
No, I'm thinking.
I'm thinking, am I going to go one up or one below? I might go two below this time.
How old is he?
Like,
is he 70 something?
Well,
John Schneider is 65 years old today.
Oh my gosh, I was way up.
Remember, he was part of that group that was trying to buy movies and then cut them down to be family friendly movies.
Yeah, he did a lot of Christian type of films.
Yeah, he was in the trying to buy movies that. But twisting them where you can make them to watch with your family. And that's like buying back in the day, you'd buy a tape or CD or whatever at Kmart, and you didn't know they were all censored.
So they're all
you'd
G-rated.
Get them home, and you're like, God. I didn't know for the longest time what Eazy-E was talking about. I bought Eazy Does It from Kmart on tape, censored.
You found out, didn't you?
I found out.
This is the theme song.
My mom started singing along with me.
Friday the 13th, part 8. Where he was Jason.
Alice Cooper. Oh, where he was Jason.
And he was just in town a couple days ago.
You're talking about our good friend, Kane Hodder.
And we'll have to send him a birthday text. It is Kane Hodder's birthday today.
Ooh, I'm gonna happy
send
birthday.
It, I'm going to send it now and see if I get a response. I saw him from behind the other day, but
should've
I didn't.
Text him a picture. That would have been weird.
I should have said, hey, man, I just saw you. Here you are, walking by. All right, I'll text him and see if we get a response before.
Oh, Kanye Hodder.
So we get a response. I put the volume on. I just said happy birthday.
Okay, that's nice.
Oh, how old is he?
Part 7 through 10, he was Jason.
How old was the last person?
John Schneider was 65.
69 is on my mind.
All right, okay. I'll go for 69.
Well, it's a big one for Kane.
Big old 70.
70 years old today for Kane Hodder. If you know Kane Hodder, text him a happy birthday. We got some happy heavenly birthdays for your ass.
He hasn't responded to me.
This guy just...
doesn't love you anymore.
You got what he needs. This guy right here.
Billy Ocean.
Paul Bismarcky.
Oh.
Would have been 61 years old today. I didn't know he was dead.
Oh, yeah. He died. Wow, a heart attack or something.
Former First Lady, Betty Ford.
Oh, rest in peace.
Yeah. I don't know if she was an alcoholic, but she helped him.
You know, that's a great point. Was it from her, family that she started all that? Or was it just, back then, it seemed like back then, the first ladies had to have their own little mission kind of thing. Like Nancy Reagan, Just Say No and all that.
Now, at least look busy. Try to.
Now, I don't know.
She'd have been 107 years old today.
Oh, Lord.
A couple of sports legends. I think he won 6 championships with the Celtics.
Bill Russell.
No, he was, I believe he was after Russell. They kind of overlapped a little bit. John Havlicek.
Oh, wow. What?
Would have been.
Oy. Now a snort.
Hey, I got it. I got it. I got the thanks back.
They might have played together for a few years, but Havlicek was... Oh, you did?
Yeah, I got the thank you back.
Russell was on the way out.
Yeah.
85 Havlicek would have been today. And Catfish Hunter?
Jim Catfish Hunter from North Carolina.
Died of Lou Gehrig's disease.
Oh, bless him.
Would have been 79 years old today.
Wow.
And it's Buddha's birthday. Buddha would have been old as hell.
Aww.
I don't know how to calculate 483 BC to now.
I guess he did it.
Bongs are named after Buddha now. That seems sacrilege to me.
Happy birthday, Buddha, you fat bastard.
Happy
rub
birthday.
Rub his belly and he'll give you good luck today.
My grandpa had a coin bank that was Buddha.
Did he really?
Yeah, I don't know what happened to all those coins when he died.
What happened?
Remember the Chinese buffet that we'd go to and they had the Buddha statue in the waiting area?
Yeah.
And then
big one too.
There was a big, heavy set person standing beside it. Didn't necessarily realize. So I took a picture.
God, that was great. I remember now. We love like, big Buddhas.
Like twins.
Look just like twins.
Oh, that's
so
cute.
Crazy.
We like big Buddhas and we can't lie. We don't lie anyway, but we can't about big Buddhas.
Can if we want. We just changed that.
We love Buddha.
Twinsies.
Coming up tomorrow's Wednesday. Breaking news on that. And
that
we will have
Wednesday.
The best. Usually we've been doing it every other week. We got so much good stuff now that, we want it to be timely and blah, blah, blah.
It's your time because he won last time. And that song, I'm telling you.
We're all winners. Calling it a competition is too strong for Fatboy. He doesn't like it.
I know, man. It's like I want a participation trophy.
I don't want to do a battle.
I don't want to be pressured into it.
Right. I know, but last week it was amazing.
What if we called the best damn audio peeing contest? Keeping up with the Ellenbergs.
All Russian peeing contest. We have to do the accents while we do it.
I have a horse I could bring in. But it's an American bred horse.
Boo.
Thursday, you got a Facebook fussing coming up. All new on that one. And then the FOF line on Friday.
Oh, wait till you hear.
Wait till you hear.
Oh, no. Who's in trouble now?
Best damn audio tomorrow.
No, wait till you hear.
I would encourage both of you, and you listening right now, bring a change of clothes tomorrow because you're going to mess yourself, okay? That's all I'm saying.
I'm laughing.
No judgment.
No judgment.
No judgment if you poo your pants tomorrow because it's that funny. It really is.
What if you did 10 minutes ago?
Well, we need to go to break. Good morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, I'm just kidding. I didn't go.
More rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.